Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra has been part of the cultural landscape of the Pioneer Valley of Massachusetts since 1944 and performs a series of classical and popular music concerts at Springfield Symphony Hall. The orchestra kicks off its 76th season with an opening night gala concert on October 5th, featuring works by Rachmaninoff, Dvorak, and Strauss. Conductor Kevin Rhodes is celebrating twin 18th anniversary seasons as music director of Massachusetts' Springfield Symphony Orchestra and Michigan's Traverse Symphony Orchestra, and his ninth season as principal conductor of the Pro Art Chamber Orchestra in Boston. He is a very busy man. We are thrilled that he gives us time this morning, and we welcome Maestro Kevin Rhodes to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you today, Joe?
I'm all right. I'm well. I'm loving your energy. Good morning.
Well, I got tons of that. You know, you got to animate a whole orchestra, a whole stage full of musicians, so that you need some energy for that.
Are you an active when you are conducting? Are you a flailer or are you more reserved?
You know, I would say judging from what other people tell me, I hope I don't flail because that kind of sounds bad.
But well, you know what I mean.
I do let it show what
okay.
I want.
Okay. All right.
And I want big things. I want lots of drama. So So I give them no doubt about what kind of drama I want out of their violins and trumpets.
Let's talk about the Springfield Orchestra, the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, celebrating its 18th anniversary season. And it has been really, as I mentioned in the introduction, a part of the landscape in the Pioneer Valley for a long time. So what is it that brings you to this orchestra and what you've been able to do over your past 18 years?
Well, you know, the thing about this orchestra that is, I think, really important to know is that is first of all our geography, which, of course, I think many of your listeners will certainly know our geography of Springfield. But the fact that we aren't a full-time orchestra, because if we were a full-time orchestra, you know, everybody would have to live here, basically, who plays in the orchestra. But it has, for many decades now, been an orchestra where the absolute best musicians, the best freelancers, et cetera, in the whole Northeast, with strong points being Manhattan and Boston, where they come to play. And so this brings a lot of unique qualities to the orchestra. For one thing, it's just insanely good. When I first conducted them as a candidate for this position in the fall of 2000, the week before, I was conducting a series of performances at the Vienna State Opera, where I used to work a lot and where I still am working this season, many years later. And so, you know, so I come with that sort of Vienna sound in my ear, and I come to Springfield and gave the first downbeat, and oh my God, it was so unbelievably exciting how fantastic this orchestra was. And added to that is our incredible Symphony Hall in Springfield, which, if you've not had the occasion to be in, it's really an amazing place. It was built in 1913, and the great city fathers at that time had the forethought to build a whole complex with Symphony Hall and City Hall, and hired the architect who built Boston's Symphony Hall to do it. And so, and I can't even really say we have a mini Boston Symphony Hall because our hall seats 2,600 people. It's just basically another great Boston Symphony Hall, but in Springfield. And so the acoustic is wonderful. The ambiance is just like, it's just what you want it to be for a classical concert. So it's a really special vibe here in Springfield. And like I say, the musicians and I, we just really hit it off. We had a great sense of chemistry right off the bat, and the longevity of the musicians in the orchestra is really incredible. I have so many people who have been playing for over 30 years there, and or rather here. I'm talking to you from Springfield today, and you know, that just brings a certain special quality to the performances.
So, your 76th season kicks off with this opening night gala concert on October 5th. That's this weekend. And tell us what people can expect.
Well, we're starting things off this year with one of my, well, the whole program I could say is are all some of my favorite pieces. But one of my favorite curtain raisers, one of my favorite starts to anything, is Johann Strauss's Overture to Die Fledermaus, this incredible operetta with the great waltz tunes and polkas and beauty and virtuosity and this wonderful sort of feeling. It's like when this thing takes off, you know. It's just like you're just popping a cork off a champagne bottle and saying, let's get going. And so that's how we get things started. And then one of our favorite composers, one of my absolute favorite composers to conduct and to play at the piano, is Rachmaninoff. And we're going to be featuring his first piano concerto. Which is really, I mean, you know, we hear the second and the third and the Paganini variations all the time. And so the first and the fourth concertos are kind of like the unjustly called ugly stepsisters. And they aren't at all. They're incredible pieces. So we're starting off with the Rachmaninoff first piano concerto this year with a good friend and colleague of mine, John Novacek. We've had the opportunity to play this piece together before. And so I said, hey, this would be great to start off the season, and it's John is just a powerhouse at the keyboard. He just really attacks the instrument in those kind of places and just caresses it in those other kinds of places. And then we wrap things up with Dvorak's Eighth Symphony, that wonderful, just jubilant piece of his that, both the its cousins around it, the Seventh and the Ninth. There's a little bit of, I don't want to say gloom and doom, but there's a little bit more Sturm und Drang with those two pieces. And this one is just beauty and jubilance from front to top. And that bit that you played started the segment with from the third movement is that's just sort of that wonderful example of that Czech bittersweet thing, you know, smiling but a little tear in the eye at the same time. So anyway, it's just going to be a fun, fantastic time. Great orchestra, great acoustic, great ambiance, and great fun in downtown Springfield.
It's the Springfield Symphony Orchestra beginning its 76th season on October 5th. More information about that concert and the full season is available at springfieldsymphony.org, springfieldsymphony.org. Kevin Rhodes, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Hey, it's been great to talk to you, Joe. Have a wonderful day and a great rest of your fall. Okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great kickoff and congratulations. Again, you can find out more by going to springfieldsymphony.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.